What do you get when you put a group of fanboys in a room with a mic? From video games, comics, and movies to uncensored social commentary, nothing is off limits. With your hosts, Pistol P Jr., The Blue Guy, Chuck Bitch, G-Roll, and Player 2, this is The Real Press Start. So sit down, load up, log in, and press start.
Welcome to the Peter and Al podcast.
Oh yes, we are back once again. It is time for you to get them headphones in and with them Peter's ass. It is Peter and Al podcast with your host, Special Pete Jr., Chub Ninja, and the infamous Jeezy Weezy, aka aka the Mexican assassin.
The Mexican assassin.
Are you a Mexican assassin, or do you assassinate Mexicans?
I don't know. You know, when you see me, you're not happy when you're either.
I know, because you were opening it hoping for that and we did it, and it was just
it's awesome.
I don't even know if it picked up on the mic. It was so low. I hope it did, though. So it's our triumphant return of Chub Didge. Mm-hmm. Welcome back, sir.
Woo! It's been a while.
It's been like a month.
Shouldn't have left you without a dope beat. Step two. I can't breathe out of my nose right now.
That's why
I sound like this.
Sinuses.
I cannot breathe out. Like, dude, I've been, like, it's allergies. I tested myself for COVID. Yeah. I don't have a fever. I don't have any other symptoms other than, like, a bit of a cough, and my fucking head is stuffed up. I can't taste shit. Mm-hmm. It's just fucking annoying as hell. Like, and I don't feel sick. It's just fucking, I can't breathe.
The day after we did the show, I had allergies too, and I had a fever.
Did you have a fever?
Yeah, I had a fever, and I literally died like after like 2 hours.
So did you get a chance to talk about The Last of Us ending?
I think I did.
Since Peter freaking didn't watch it.
Yeah, I think I did, right?
I think you did talk about it, yeah.
I liked it.
I told him
it was good, but
I told him to spoil it.
I think they needed...
It wasn't as executed as well.
They needed more time, and it was weird that the finale was the shortest episode.
Yeah.
Yeah, you did say that.
Yeah.
So, like, when it did boil down to it, they did spend too much time on the gay stuff.
That gay episode felt so, like, it was a great fucking episode. Yeah. It was a very heartfelt movie.
Enough clickers in the whole thing in general.
But that gay episode,
one episode with fucking clickers.
Yeah. I mean, the bloater was cool.
Yeah, they blew the budget on that bloater episode.
Yeah.
Where they all came out the...
That was really good. Did that happen in the game?
That was just the one. No, that was cool. And then there was still no reason for them to take the spores thing away.
There was
no reason for that.
Because it didn't even really
It didn't affect the storyline whatsoever.
At all, they could have made it, but.
Yeah, and they didn't really use the whole, like, was it hive mind thing?
Yeah, they used it at one time.
Yeah.
And that was it. Yeah.
Yeah.
You're right. I forgot about it.
I think I'm two episodes or
I was hoping there was going to be more fighting along the way to...
To Wyoming? Or
to the school or whatever.
Like,
there could have been another encounter with clickers on the way over
there. Yeah, like, add something. I'm at the point where we were watching the mall episode when the last time I stopped watching.
What's her name?
Angry Boda?
I thought it was Anger Boda too, but it's not.
No, it is Anger Boda.
It's not. I looked it up.
Oh, I thought it was. I swear to God, I thought that was the same actress.
No, it's not. I looked it up.
You looked it up. I thought it was.
I thought you were saying that to be kidding.
No, I legit thought it was.
But I did think it was too. And then, when I looked it up, I was like, that's not. I'm racist. Because they don't even look anything alike when you see them. Yeah, you're like, oh, shit.
Well, goddamn.
Well, shit.
There you go. I'm not racist.
But still, maybe that did probably have to be the best video game
adaptation.
And so far, hands down.
Right? And it's a high bar for that one. It's not like beforehand where it's just like a low bar, right?
Yeah.
Wait, what other video game movie comes close?
No,
the Mario's.
The Mario Brothers movie is good.
Yeah, but does it come close to an adaptation? No, even though Mario is like a, it's like you can't really like.
The last Mortal Kombat was.
No, yeah, the last Mortal Kombat was amazing as well.
It was pretty close. Yeah.
That was the highest before.
Before this. And still,
it was pretty good. I liked it a lot.
I liked it a lot too. I can't wait for the second.
But it was just the movie too, and this was like a
whole series. Yeah.
Well, yeah, but I'm super excited for season 2.
Yeah, I am too. And then
I hope they stick more to it, because that one you can't fuck that one.
Yeah, that's the thing.
Because that was very intricate.
Yeah, but do you think how are they gonna age up? What's her name?
You know she's already 19, right?
Yeah, she looks young. Yeah, she's like Jell-O.
So they're probably just gonna makeup her up.
They'll just make her look older.
Yeah.
They probably made her look younger, and then they'll make her look
older. Yeah, maybe. Yeah,
I guess. And then by the time it comes out, she'll be.
Should probably be like 22.
All right. I'll give you that. 15 years later, she looked exact same.
I didn't know she was so old. I was like, what?
Yeah.
I thought she was 16.
I had looked it up too because me and Jasmine were talking about it, and we were talking about how old she is in the show, and how old the actual actress is, and because she didn't believe me that how old Ellie was. But how old? Okay, so how old was Sam supposed to be?
I think Sam's supposed to be the same age, or roughly around.
Okay, because I thought he was like 7 or 8. I don't know why.
In the show he's supposed to be he's probably like younger in the show.
Okay, yeah. But in the game
he's like the same age.
Yeah. That was one thing they did do better. In the show was that whole moment. The thing they didn't have the thing on the show where the town was looking for him.
I don't think so.
Well, they did, but except it wasn't like he was a part of the group who defected and sold out the leader or whatever. He was just, I think he was that group that was just like kills anybody who comes into
that's
town.
Why they were looking for
him. Yeah.
The way they added that was fucking awesome
because
it also mirrors the ending. Like, to a T.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, because he basically does the same thing.
Yeah.
And then making him deaf, that was genius.
Yeah, it was. Especially, like...
That was the one thing I'd give him that was better than the game.
And it paid off, too, with the whole transformation and all that. I think they did Dave
better than the game.
It was Dave, the creepy mother.
Yeah, the creepy mother.
Yeah, it was creepier.
I felt like you could...
He wasn't rapey in the thing.
Oh, I haven't gotten there yet.
Not at the beginning. Like in the beginning, it was kind of like, oh, this guy's going to help me. And then shit kind of just turned sour. Mm-hmm. Where, like, this one, it kind of felt like...
It was
up until the point where he was like, we could be together.
Yeah.
Then it was like, oh, you're gross.
But they made it a little more rapey. Like, mm-hmm. Creepy. Sexual. Like, he had more sexual intentions.
Yeah.
In the show, which, that made it more creepy. Yeah, that might be a better choice too.
Yeah, the only thing in the game, like he did sound, he had like a creepy porn voice from the beginning.
Yeah.
So that was weird, which I didn't like.
In the game?
Yeah. I was like, it's obvious, dude, this motherfucker's gonna be like.
Yeah.
A bad guy.
I wonder who they're gonna get to play Abby.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
That's gonna be a good one.
You gotta get a fucking burly bitch.
Burly bitch.
Yeah, no, they have to have somebody beefy. They have to have somebody that's fucking like, that looks like
and,
Abby.
And connect.
Yeah. You should just put a wig on Arnold.
I don't know actresses come to mind. Maybe,
Yeah, there's no actresses I can think of that.
Gina Carano.
Yeah, Gina Carano.
She's too old. Yeah, she's too old.
But yeah, there's no young actresses that I know of that are like fucking ripped, right?
Yeah,
are good actors.
Yeah, that was like almost immediately to my head was Gina
because
Carano.
fucking Hollywood media doesn't support that kind of stuff.
Exactly.
They want little petite women.
Yeah. You know who's gonna be? is gonna be fucking
Margot Robbie.
You think she's gonna fucking just eat steroids for a fucking year and then
she's just gonna yoked? Wear like a not a fat suit but a thick suit, like a a muscle suit.
She's gonna look like fucking remember Jim Carrey when he would do the bodybuilder horse lady?
Yeah.
Like, just come out like that with the street bikini. So the PlayStation head of production. What's this person's fucking name? Mm-hmm. Asad Quilibash.
What did you just say?
Asad Quilibash.
Asad Quilibash, that's what I said. The PlayStation production head. Says that the same care and formula they did with The Last of Us, they're going to be applying to Horizon and God of War. Because Horizon coming to Netflix, God of War is going to Amazon.
Yeah.
I don't see how they
could. I just feel like they're so fantastic. They're so grand. They're so fantastical. I don't think
That's the thing. Yeah, because Last of Us is a real world situation.
Yeah.
And like,
Horizon, you could maybe do better than God of War because it's robots.
It's robots and it's still like.
There's still trees and shit.
Yeah, there's. They can do. I mean, they clearly show that they can do destroyed towns and stuff like
that. But God of War is still out of the realms of. Like, just leave it alone. It doesn't need a movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If anything, it's like an anime. Like, it would be an animation, like Invincible or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's for the best that I can imagine from somebody right now.
Yeah. And only Triple H can play Kratos. Triple H looks just like fucking. I know. But he looks just like fucking Kratos.
Well, he could be old Kratos.
He could be old Kratos.
But you can't just start with old Kratos.
Yeah, true. Good point. Yeah. Do you think they're going to start in. Like
you have to give him his origin because if you just come in with him with the kid, I think most people will be put off. Like, why is he so aggressive towards the kid?
Why is he such an asshole to his kid? Yeah, that's a good point.
You
have to show that. You know, if they did it like Spartacus,
you can condense it into one. You could do the first three within one.
Yeah.
Movie.
Within one season, yeah.
If they two.
Yeah, if they did like Spartacus, I think they could pull it off.
Yeah, Spartacus is cool.
Yeah.
What was Spartacus on?
Stars. Yeah. Stars. Yeah. If you try to watch that show now, it's
probably it doesn't hold up. Yeah.
Lucy Lawless's tits are amazing in that show, though.
Yeah.
I don't know who that is.
Fucking Xena the Warrior Princess?
I don't know who that is.
40-year-old titties.
Oh, 40-year-old titties?
Yeah, but they were amazing 40-year-old titties.
They were only there the first after. They were only there for the first season, and then after that.
Yeah, well, after that, she didn't need to show
me. She almost fell apart already, though.
Yeah.
They had 1 year of lifespan on them left.
Yeah.
And they really got it. Well, they got their money's worth.
So, it's funny you bring that up, because we were talking, a group of friends of mine, we were talking about Britney Spears. Mm-hmm. So right now, you know, she's been posting. Have you seen the shit she posts on Instagram?
Yeah, she's like, she's weird.
Fucking nuts.
Yeah.
She's unhinged.
Yeah, but it's just her, like.
Everyone was clearly wrong about giving
her money. Yeah, giving her fucking, but it's her in her underwear, basically, dancing. And, like we're talking about, like, imagine, okay, like, if this was 20 years ago, we'd all be losing our fucking minds. Like, mm-hmm. if this was Peak Britney.
If it was Peak Britney?
Yeah, we'd all be losing our fucking minds.
Yeah.
And then, like, so recently, I think TMZ leaked it where it's one of her Instagram pictures, but, like, she's wearing, like, a tube top but with sleeves. And, like, it's the kind where it's just all it is elastic on the top and bottom, and it's frilly. Mm-hmm. And so her tit popped out from the bottom, and, like, where you could see her full-on nipple and areola and everything. And we literally, it's like, if this was 20 years ago, and someone took that picture, that person would be a fucking billionaire right now.
Yeah.
Because they were paying. Like, remember when she got out of the limo and the media lost its mind?
Yeah.
And it's just like a quick glimpse of it. This was a full on. She's dancing, facing the camera, full on titty out.
Yeah.
But it's like that. It goes like, it's like, but it's the timing of it. Like, now it's like, oh, fucking Britney's tit fell out.
Yeah. Yeah, because stuff like that happening as it happened. So it's like.
That's true, too.
You've seen so much worse. So much worse from celebrities.
Yeah, what's her name? All jizzed up on her face.
Oh, Jennifer Lawrence.
Yeah, Jennifer Lawrence. That one consent to, like, she, I don't know, I think her persona is very innocent, you know what I mean, in Hollywood. And then you see her just blasting.
She's just kind of come all over her face.
And the smile that she had on her face with it, I was just like, holy shit.
That's a real smile right there. That's a real smile.
Yeah, that's not a porn smile. That's not
a fake smile.
Yeah, that's not a, oh, daddy put it on my face. That was like, she legit.
Yeah.
She wanted that load on her face.
Whose load was that?
Some guy.
Some guy. IGN has given Jedi Survivor a 9. I'm not far enough in it to read it.
Okay.
But what I've played so far is a lot of fun, and it feels very fluid.
You're holding it together.
I'm trying to hold that coffee.
You didn't play the first one, did you?
Yeah. I have. There's a couple things I'm noticing that I don't like. And I know there's
some wielding the flame.
No, that's
not sure. Are
you skipping rope?
Yeah.
I haven't gotten the dual. I have the double, the same, but I don't have the dual wielding yet. No, but one of the things I've noticed, so when you start the game, it gives you the whole PlayStation vibe you want. So most games now have performance. What's the other one? Performance and high resolution. Uh-huh. And they have it in between. This one doesn't have it in between.
Mm-hmm.
I thought I had the performance mode on when I first started playing, and I didn't. And I was like, holy shit, okay, this doesn't look too bad. But then I noticed frame rate was like, okay, well, what the fuck's going on? So I went into the options and I switched it down, and it, like,
big downgrade.
It's a huge downgrade. Like, what the fuck? To the point where, like, his hair looks almost like fucking. He looks like fucking. Oh god, why am I going to make up his name now? Fucking guy from.
Tyler Perry.
No. Fucking. Justin Timberlake. You got the fucking ramen noodle hair.
Oh, okay.
And like anytime he moves, like it, I don't know if it's because of performance mode or whatever, but anytime he moves, instead of like the hair just like moving with it, it goes
it goes super sane.
Yeah, it just puffs up. The other thing, even when it was in performance mode,
mm-hmm.
Anytime there's a cutscene, yeah. it's a clear like, okay, this is gameplay, this is a cutscene. Like there's a stop cutscene, then stop gameplay. Stop cutscene. Like there's
like old school.
Yeah, it's very like there's one moment where you're climbing up a wall and you get to the top of the wall and a blaster hits it, and then the screen goes black and then goes cutscene.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? Like very like it's a very old school feel. Like it's something that's like it's kind of frustrating.
Yeah.
Because the cutscenes clearly look a lot better. But yeah, the huge downgrade. The combat still feels amazing. It still feels great. They've added to the like, traversal. They've added like a line so you can launch and hook.
Yeah.
So that makes traversal feel even better.
Traversial.
You don't. So you have double jump. Like, cause remember the double jump was like a force power you had to earn.
Yeah.
So you
Michael never played.
You never played it?
No.
Oh, you gotta play the first one first. You should play the first one. You don't have to. Like they have a whole like, this is what happened in the first
recap.
One. Yeah. Like, it's a nightmare. And it's just him remembering the whole first game.
Yeah. That fucking weird guy giving me the double-sided.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Oh, there's that fucking weird, like, slug on the planet that I never got to fight. I always wanted to fight that thing.
Yeah.
It's just like a dragon thing, like dragon slug thing, like sleeping on an island.
Yeah.
And you can like get really close to it, and I always thought like eventually you'd fight it, but you never did.
No, you can't get that close. You can't get close to it. The thing I'll say right now though is the sound. Like I had the head because I have the headphones on now, and the sound is fucking insane.
Mm-hmm.
Like
insane
like,
good or
insane good, insane good. Like there's. Like spatially, all the sound effects sound great, but then because you're going through a city that's been locked down, like where I'm at, like everything's been locked down, but there's still clearly people in the city.
Mm-hmm.
So as you're walking, you hear like radios playing, and you hear all the shit around, like it's very alive. Even though it's like an abandoned city because everyone's like hidden, it's still very much alive as when it comes to the sound, and so it's very fucking cool. But yeah, I mean, it feels like. Technology-wise, it's not that much of a jump, though.
Mm.
Like I said, like there's a huge downgrade when you go into performance mode. The whole cutscene thing, and then like the interactivity.
Yeah, they started making the game like right after the first one.
Are you playing it on PlayStation? Or?
I'm going to. I haven't bought it yet.
Oh yeah, you haven't played it yet?
Yeah.
Oh.
Like, that was a cool moment. I sent it to you guys on the PlayStation.
I was going to wait for my paycheck.
Have you upgraded your PlayStation?
My hard drive or what?
Your SSD?
No.
Did you put an SSD in there? What about you?
That was a cool moment.
You didn't put an SSD in your PlayStation?
No, not yet. I want to. I thought you were going to give us
a... Did you guys watch Mandalorian yet?
I still haven't either.
The reviews I've been hearing have been like putting me out from watching.
Really? I heard the first like three early of it, and then I heard it drops off. Then I heard it finishes strong.
Mm-hmm. I want to watch it. I need to finish fucking Last of Us first.
You need to finish Death Stranding.
Yeah, man, after Survivor. I know, right? After
Survivor. Even better than the first one.
But I was going to say, there's something I was going to say about Survivor, and I can't remember. Can't remember. Yeah,
I like Death Stranding better than fucking Metal Gear Solid 4? No, 4?
5.
5?
5.
5.
Yeah.
That's fair.
You know what?
I need
to replay Metal Gear Solid because remember I didn't have internet when Metal Gear Solid 5 came out, so I missed out on like half the game. Mm-hmm. Because maybe like you in the, there's a lot of, I know people aren't playing it online anymore.
I didn't do that stuff either. Like, no? I didn't like it.
Oh.
Yeah, it wasn't integral. It was like, it's just like,
yeah.
Tower.
Yeah, defense. but remember you still needed all that stuff because like, so I didn't get, there was like a lot, what was it, the PP points? The points that you needed to fucking like upgrade your shit? Like to research and all. Like I never got the fucking the portal fucking.
I don't think that's online based, is it?
Well, it was based on your base, and you couldn't build a base if you couldn't play online.
Oh.
And so I never was able to build a base, and so I only got the PP points in the game.
Hmm.
So I can only like level up to a certain point.
Gotcha.
But that's a stupid thing to have in a game.
Yeah, I know. I agree. But again, that wasn't...
To be like, you can't unlock these things because you cannot play online.
Yeah.
Piece of shit.
It was frustrating.
The
Fulton. That's the portal Fulton.
I don't think I ever used that either.
I think you told me about it. You're the one that told me about it. Like, it makes
sense. Because you probably didn't get it till later. And once it had me repeat missions, I was like...
Yeah, you didn't finish it. Yeah. I played the whole
thing. It totally...
That was awesome.
It totally threw me off.
You just fucking Fulton it, and then a portal would open up above, and then it just goes boop.
Yeah.
That's definitely one on my finish list.
The online was pretty fun. Like the MGO. Was MGO on that one? Or which one
was yeah, it was, but it was fucking run rampant by Invis players.
Yeah, they overpowered the...
The camel.
I will say this to the day I die. Metal Gear Online.
But Metal Gear Online, the first one was badass.
Amazing. That, by far, my favorite Metal Gear, or online multiplayer ever.
Yeah, that was so fun. I don't know why they couldn't
recreate that. Yeah. Like, one of my favorite features of it, like, not only wasn't just a hand-to-hand combat. Because, like, with Call of Duty, you run into people and you whip them, or you have a fucking melee weapon, right? But in Metal Gear, you could actually fucking grab someone, use them as a human shield, and shoot other fucking players if you had a one-handed weapon.
Choke them.
You could choke them out, steal their weapons, and just leave them on the battlefield. Like, you don't kill them, you leave them on the battlefield.
And you still get as much points.
Yeah, you still get as much points for a kill. And then when they die, you get points for that as well, because, like, technically you're the reason they died.
Mm-hmm.
And what was cool about that, too, is, like...
You would fucking... Do the virus
thing. The virus thing, yeah, so it would show you, like, they do it on Warzone now, where, you know, how you can interrogate to find out where the rest of the squad is, and you could do that on Metal Gear Online, where you would stab them with this thing, and it would highlight everywhere else, the rest of their squad.
Yeah.
And then you could see where the rest of your squad was, and if they were shooting at someone, it would highlight where they were. But I like the loadout thing, too, because, like, everyone started with the same weapons. You had the same, what, 6 weapons available? And you start with a certain level of driving points. You had a certain level of driving points that you would start with. And so you could buy like
a basic rifle. Yeah, you had to earn your attachments, basically.
Yeah, a basic rifle, a basic shotgun, a basic pistol. Like, everything was a basic sniper rifle.
And then per kill, you would get
points. Yeah, you earned more driving points. And then when you died, when you're during your respawn, you would buy your next weapon and fucking hook it all up how you want.
Shotguns.
Yeah.
Grenade launchers.
Yeah. But it was so cool because everyone, because the heavier weapons were like more expensive, so you couldn't afford them right off the bat.
Mm-hmm.
So So you had to do decent at least to get, so your next respawn you would have something better. Mm-hmm. And then by my second respawn I had what I wanted.
Yeah.
Cause like the first respawn, okay, the first respawn sometimes I die right away, sometimes it wasn't. But the second I save the points and then roll them over, and then the third one I have what I want. And then you just fucking murk.
Anyway. So what's up with the legacy of Kane?
Still fucking nothing.
We still have a solid ground to stand on.
Yeah, because fucking Jared Leto let us down. Yeah. Morbius.
Jared,
there was some vampire game that was popping, wasn't there?
Yeah. Oh.
Vampire with a Y.
That game is pretty dope. No, there was they have a Warzone type vampire game. That one was pretty fun. What was it called? Bloodhead?
Yeah.
Yeah, that one was a lot of fucking fun. I liked it a lot.
I'm tired of...
No, but more recently, I thought there was something that...
It just came out too, I can't remember what that one was called.
Some sort of vampire... It was either a game or a show.
Battle Royales, man. They're just like, here's a Battle Royale, but in fucking...
Yeah.
Vampire skin.
Yeah. Yeah, but see, you like since you like fucking.
Have you seen that Age of Origins commercials?
Yeah, that's not the one I'm playing.
No,
Which one do you play?
I'm playing at one called like Call of Dragon.
Call of Dragon, that's the one. Yeah, Age of I confuse them though sometimes.
But those commercials where they're just like swarms of zombies and the guys are shooting fucking swarms of zombies, mm-hmm. and they have to go to like windows or whatever to get.
Yeah.
Did you guys get tricked into downloading one of those?
I've downloaded one before in the past where it's like, yeah, and I played it.
And
like,
it's not that game.
No, it's not.
It's like a stupid thing. It's not even a fun game.
Yeah. No, I have.
And it's like, why don't you just make that game?
Yeah. It's like, that's what you want to, what you're putting out to the people. Like, make that game. So they can
play
that game.
Why are you making this game? It's a different game.
Have you seen, what's the Age of Survival?
Yeah, anyway, sorry. Okay. So there's like different skins of that too. So there's like Viking something.
Yeah.
And then they try to make it seem like it's another game, but it's just the same game.
The same game, yeah.
Yep. There's a...
That's how I feel like these Battle Royales are.
Yeah, that's kind of how they are too, yeah. It's a zombie game. It's a zombie survival or some shit. And the fucking ads for those ones are always like... It's like some guy in his boxers for some reason on the subway, mm-hmm. or like in an elevator. Yeah.
And there's a hot chick that like runs by him.
Yeah, yeah. And they're like,
and he's like, hey, and then he looks the other way, and the zombies are chasing after that hot chick. He's like, oh no!
He runs away. And they always get the hot chick, and then he goes and like he solves a puzzle and gets a shirt and pants and like gear.
And he's in a bunker, and then now he has to build up that bunker.
Yeah, but like the one that I've always seen is him running through a hallway, and then like he has to solve to get clothes. Then, like, if it either goes straight or go down, he solves another puzzle. And then, like, he does, like, the first three puzzles and gets gear. And then, like, the final puzzle, there's a giant zombie coming at him. And it's literally, it's, like two red squares, a blue square, and a green square. And all he has to do is swipe, like, one of them. And, like, and he just keeps swiping the wrong one until the zombie gets to him. It's like, like, they purposely do those to frustrate you. It's like, okay.
Because like, you're like, I'm going to go do it right.
Yeah.
Wait, when do I get to fucking do this fucking puzzle, right? Because I need to do it.
Yeah, I'm only going to play until I get to finish this fucking puzzle, and then that's it.
And then I'm going to tweet it at him and be like, damn, motherfuckers. I
use this for your fucking commercial.
But that's still not even the game, too.
Yeah, it's still not, yeah.
It's some tower defense thing, but it's not even that.
Yeah, exactly.
It's stupid, you just upgrade buildings.
Yeah.
And then you upgrade shit. That's it, that's the game, is you're upgrading shit.
Yeah, exactly.
And you're like, for why?
Yeah.
If everything's just going to get stronger, I'm still upgrading.
Yep, that's it.
So what's the purpose?
It's for you to buy. Because what it is what you're supposed to do is you're supposed to buy the beginner package, which gives you so much fucking gold to level up to a point that by the time the really strong shit comes, you're strong enough. But then, okay, now the shit's getting stronger, and you haven't leveled up like you're supposed to, so then you have to buy another fucking
pack. Now there's a $50 intermediate package.
Exactly. And then there's the $100 pro pack.
Are people doing that? Who's doing
that? People do that shit. Are they kids? I don't know.
They don't have access to funds.
The one game I play, I play Marvel
Snap. I think on iPhone you have to have a credit card.
On your
hooked up to your.
Or
your
game center. You can download free games. Yeah. But I play Marvel Snap.
And but it doesn't have to be. accessible through.
No, yeah, I don't know. I don't really lock it. But yeah, I see a lot of people spend money on that fucking game. I play that game and like I'll do decent to a point, and then you can like you clearly get say it's like they should literally just have a line in the ranking system. It's like, all right, this is where all the free to play players are, and these are the pay to win characters. Yeah. Oh, these are where all the pay to win guys are. Mm-hmm. Like these guys have paid, now they have every card in the fucking deck.
Yeah.
Cause like you can unlock every card free, but like it costs tokens and like it takes a long time to earn tokens. Like I have a pretty decent deck, mm-hmm. but at the same point, like everyone after this certain level, they've paid for all the cards. They pay for the season pass. They pay for all that shit.
Yeah.
So they have all the top shit. And if you're gonna try to fight them, you're gonna lose because you don't have the cards that, like yeah. all their cards counter everything you have.
Yeah.
And it's like fuck. You just hit a paywall.
That's bullshit, dog. A paywall.
They're lucky it's still a fun fucking game. Oh, and then they fucking nerfed my fucking Wait, deck, man. I was so pissed. Marvel what? Snap.
Oh.
It's a card-based battling game. They nerfed my fucking Marvel? Deck. Yeah.
It's like a somewhat more complicated version of War.
Yeah. Yeah. It's fun. Let's take a quick break, and we'll be back after a word from our sponsors. What's going on, peoples? Pistol Pete Jr. here. Just to remind you one more time to check out Raise Energy Drinks by Rep Sports. Raise Energy Drinks. Amazing flavors. Zero sugar, zero dyes, zero crash. None of the junk, none of the bullshit that's in these other energy drinks. They're amazing. I guarantee you're going to love them. Use coupon code TRPS for checkout. Get 15% off your order. Check out repsports.com. REPPSPORTS.com. Again, use coupon code TRPS for 15% off your order and to let them know that we sent you.
And we're back.
Hey, we're
with
back.
What was that?
And we're back. I was mid yawn when you hit
me. Mid yawn?
How do you feel about this month's or next month's PlayStation Plus games?
Well, we already have Chivalry, so
yeah. Cheval.
But you can finally get it.
Yeah.
And then not play it with us. Because we're
not gonna play it.
Yeah.
I would play it. It's hard though.
Grid Legends.
It's like an acquired taste, Chivalry.
Yeah.
Because you're gonna fucking suck balls.
Yeah. No, I remember playing it here, and I remember getting my ass kicked. But I was like, this is fun enough that I would want to keep playing.
Mm-hmm.
So.
What are the games?
Grid Legends, which is a racing game,
mm-hmm.
and what was that one? It's called Descenders.
Mm-hmm.
Descenders, and like okay, just based off that title, what do you think? What do you think that game would be about?
It's about a. It's like a top-down view.
It's so great.
So it's a side scroller. What's it called? A roguelike, and you go down, descending into
different dungeons.
Into
something. It's a skiing, snowboarding type game.
You are closer. It's a mountain biking game.
Oh, okay.
And you just.
But it's also roguelike.
It's also roguelike, yes. No mountains. You'll never ride the same mountain twice.
I saw a video of somebody playing Chivalry, and the guy was just like. He was like looking down, like somebody was swinging at him, like going for the head. And he just, you know, he just aimed down and he just looks down and he's just like bobbing and weaving. He's looking down and up and down and up. And he's just like bobbing and weaving at the swords. Because I guess the character like bends at the waist.
Yeah. When you look down. That's amazing.
And I think he killed him. And he like bobbed and weaved like four blows. And he fucking just
sliced him in
half. Yeah, it was fucking awesome. Dude, I reported somebody for the first time ever on fucking Call of Duty.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I don't normally. And, like, and the only reason I did was, like, all right, so, like, you hear some...
He's dropping N-bombs a lot?
He was, but it wasn't even, like, I hear that. You hear that all the fucking time on Call of Duty. Like,
if I reported everybody who said it,
yeah,
I would never play the game.
Yeah.
I would report somebody at least once a fucking match. But this dude, he went on a full-on, like... So he was camping in a corner, and the dude that he kept killing is like, okay, you know when you, like, the person you're playing, like, you can tell someone's raising their voice?
Yeah.
And like this, the guy he's playing is obviously black, mm-hmm. right? And the guy was, and he was just like hiding in the corner, and he just kept.
Who was hiding in the corner? The black guy?
No, I don't know if he was white. He sounded white.
The not black guy.
The not black guy was hiding in the corner.
The non black.
And the black guy was like, you kept like on the fucking kill count. It was just this guy killing the same guy. Over and over,
the fucking, black guy getting killed.
The black guy getting killed over and over and over. Getting frustrated, talking shit. Oh, you fucking pussy! You're a fucking this and that. You're a fucking pussy. You don't know how to play this fucking game. But talking shit, right? Not
the
saying
the black guy was saying.
Yeah, talking shit. Just saying you don't know how to play this fucking game. You're a fucking pussy. You're hiding in the fucking corner. Stop hiding in the fucking corner. Stop being a bitch. Stop playing like a bitch.
Right? So you reported the black guy for
something? No. So then, and so the other guy has his mic muted, right? And then the game ends. Or no, I couldn't hear him because he was on the other team. The game ends. Oh. The game ends. And all of a sudden, and now that you can hear me, that is why you people can never get ahead in life. Because you guys blame everybody else. It's never your problem. It's always the ghetto. It's all, you racist, or you know, he didn't say racist. You nigger trash, like fucking just went off. Like porn, like was every fucking word you could think of was... What's going on? This is why your people will never get ahead. This is why the white man and dude went off on this whole fucking speech. And I was like, and like it's only like 30 seconds that you have in between matches. And he went off and I was just like, you know what? Fucking, I gotta report this son of a bitch. There was another guy. I was playing free-for-all. Free-for-all, you can hear everyone all the time.
Did they give that guy a lifetime ban?
I don't know. I didn't get, you know, I don't think they...
They do notify you when someone gets banned.
Oh, okay. I don't know, but yeah, they do.
Yeah. Well, they did in the first game.
Yeah, well, I haven't got any kind of notifications yet. There was...
They voted him. He works for Activision.
Yeah, he works for Activision.
We like your views. Come on board.
He's helping design skins for matchmaking.
And he makes sure all the black people just match make against black people now.
He just makes sure the white people are on the same team.
Yeah.
There was one guy, I thought it was Ruben at first when I heard the voice. Because it was free for all, so you could hear everyone talking at the same time. Mm-hmm. And this dude wasn't talking unless he died. And every time he died, it was just, faggot. Faggot. Faggot.
You're gay because you killed me.
Every time he died, faggot. And then so like.
So you reported him?
No, I didn't report him. I started fucking with him.
Yeah.
And
Peter's down with the F slurs, all right?
Yeah, you can call someone a faggot all goddamn day. But no, so he kept going off. Like that's all he ever said the whole game. So the next game, he came in, and like I saw he was in free for all again. So I killed him. He called me a faggot. I go, do you just say faggot? He's like, do you have a faggot counter every time you die? Yeah. Shut the fuck up, bitch. All right, whatever. So like, I didn't say shit else, right? Kill him again, faggot. And again, it just went on like that over and over. So then I ran into him in another game. I was like, oh, like the guy's name was like Sean Bean or Sean, so like the Sean.
Sean Bean.
Yeah, you mean Lord Stark?
it was Sean Bean and like a bunch of numbers, you know, like it was. He was like the 5,000th Sean Bean. Mm-hmm.
Lord Eddard
King
Stark.
Of the North.
It was Sean with a W. It wasn't Sheen Bean.
Oh, okay.
It was Sean Bean.
Sean. So it was a black guy?
No, I don't know. He's kind of like he was from Brooklyn. But so, like, every time I saw him, oh, fucking Sean, dude. I'm glad to have you in my lobby again. Let's have some fun. And I just, shut the fuck up, faggot. Every time he came on, I was just like the nicest guy to him. Hey, man, I didn't mean to kill you. I'm so faggot. And it was just so much fun just to fucking, like, just fuck with that guy.
Yeah, he was friends with that guy. They're on the same. Yeah. They're in the same.
Yeah, we talk all the time.
They're in the same clan.
Yeah, he's like, man, this faggot is always fucking getting in my games.
He's
being
now.
Overly nice to me.
And I keep selling faggot, but he doesn't get it.
He doesn't get it.
I don't fuck with no faggots.
No, maybe he's like throwing out a lure. Like he's saying he's a faggot.
Yeah. Like, is anyone else a faggot?
Yeah, it's like a cricket. It's like it's just like faggot. And someone else is going to run by, faggot. Faggot.
Oh, yeah.
Faggot.
Anal time. Yeah.
That's the name of the segment. So, Funko Pop is getting a game.
What'd you say?
Called Funko Fusion.
Funko Pop.
Because it's like...
Have you guys heard of this? Funko Pop?
Yeah. It's like... but it's like...
Very popular figurines for decades now?
What? How did I say? I said Funko.
You said it weird.
Yeah,
yeah. Funko? You had a weird
Funko.
Oh, probably because I'm...
No, it was just the way you like,
Funko Pop. Yeah, have you heard of these Funko Pops?
Yeah. Funko, maybe because of the whole
said
thing.
It like Funko Pop.
Because I said Funko Pop instead of just Funko.
Probably. Like as if you never heard it. Like,
I was reading the headline. That's why.
Funko Pop.
They're getting
like
a game.
Person's like, you heard of this Pokemon?
Yeah, it's exactly what it is.
Pokemon.
Do you kids still play Pogs? anyway. They're getting a game. It's gonna be like, you know how like all the Lego games are, where it's like fucking you can play as anything that they have licensed.
Yeah,
it's like that with Funko, but like it seems like they're doing it more adult oriented as opposed to the Lego games being based towards kids. Because some of the licensings they're doing, like some of the things they show in the trailer, like they show the thing. Mm-hmm. You know that scene when he puts the fucking. Paddles and then the chest opens up and bites his hands off. Uh-huh. Like they're showing that in Funko Pop version.
Really?
Yeah. That's cool. I was like, what the fuck? They don't show the actual, like, they just show the chest opening up and like closing and they don't, and then he's like stuck.
Yeah.
So like cartoonify it still. Yeah. But, and they have like Chucky, and they have a lot of horror franchises.
Chucky. Who was saying that Chucky and
the
caught molesting kids?
Yeah, I guess so.
Have you heard about this? I
hadn't heard about it, but from the story I overheard was the actor or the performer
that you overheard from the streets.
Yes, I overheard in the streets
in the bathhouses.
Yes.
Let's see, Howard the Duck
and Chucky.
What's the guy's? Do you even know his name?
I don't know his name. But he's a performer for Chucky and for...
He's the performer? What does
not,
that mean?
It means like he's the voice actor. He wears a suit. He's not the voice actor.
Oh, not the voice actor?
Not the voice actor.
Oh, so he's the person the guy in the thing. Is he a midget?
Yes. And so apparently he's doing one of those where it's like, he thinks he's talking to a 15-year-old kid online.
Yeah.
And he's going to go meet up with them.
So she's like the same size as me. How could she was an adult.
Chris Hansen shows up.
Yeah. And they tackle him.
But he does that. He does that Chucky run. It's like he got away.
Chris Hansen shows up. He's like, "What are you doing, guy? What do you? You know why we're here, right?"
I put Howard the Duck actor, and then I started typing like M for molester, or whatever, and then the rest like molestation charges.
Yeah.
Actor Dwayne Howard admits to sex with teenager.
Oh, admits. Got him.
Dwayne Howard. It says he's an indigenous actor.
That means he's a pygmy.
I think he's American Indian.
Oh, shit.
This guy?
Oh, shit, yeah. He's definitely American Indian.
Is that the guy that's an Oompa Loompa? No.
No, that guy's like dot Indian.
Whoa.
Whoa.
Well, I mean...
He said he didn't know she was 16. Oh. Well, so that's everything. Well, he didn't know.
I mean, yeah.
It's all right.
See, that's why you need to ID every time.
It says that this was in Canada, and it was at the age of Canada.
Or you don't ID every time, so you can keep saying you don't know.
Canada, you know what? Canada is not even a real place. It doesn't count, you know? Mm-hmm. So, I mean.
So it's just the one thing?
They made it seem like it was a serial fucking, like it was like multiple.
Oh, like Hyde?
Yeah, exactly. It happened in Toronto.
Oh, that he raped her, though.
Oh, fuck. Okay, well, there you go.
He raped. That should be the first thing.
Yeah. He's a rapist, not a molester.
She said her vagina was tearing, and it stung and burned.
Her vagina?
Her vagina burned.
Her vagina. I got some other shit. Did you see the Twisted Metal trailer?
I didn't see the trailer. I didn't see the trailer. I just saw like the little poster thing.
Okay, there's a teaser
picture,
and people are upset and they're re-releasing it on YouTube because basically it's Anthony Mackie. He's in a car, and like it's just him, and he opens the glove box.
Oh, okay. So,
go ahead.
The Chucky one and the Howard the Duck aren't the same guy.
Oh.
So, but the Chucky actor is also under investigation.
God damn it.
After he committed to sexting minors.
So he was
sexting minors, and then fucking...
The Chucky actor.
Wait, Howard the Duck was sexting, or...
Yeah, Howard the Duck was sexting.
No, Chucky was sexting.
Chucky was sexting.
Howard the Duck raped her.
And a group calling itself the Creep Catcher Unit posed as a 14-year-old boy online.
The CCU.
Received lewd texts from the 59-year-old actor.
Damn.
That's 69?
69, dude.
59.
Oh. He wanted to 69.
It was indeed not nice.
Yeah, the Twisted Metal trailer, it's literally Anthony Mackie in a car. He opens the glove box, gets shotgun shells out. Loads of shotgun.
Mm-hmm. And then puts a CD. Is there a Sweet Tooth mask?
No. He puts on a, lays a CD.
Do they have screenshots of the text?
Oh, are they bad? I wouldn't want to read that.
Hold each other's wieners, spray on each other's chest, private's face, butt, balls, etc. Do you have any fetishes? And then it says, I have like touching hair. Which hair? Do you like the taste
any of it?
I don't know. It says. What word is that? Caca?
Do you like the taste of
cumin?
Cumin? I think it's cum, but he spelled it C-U-M-E.
Oh. Yeah, do you? Love it. Nice. I want to hold yours while you go pee. Hold my hand, that too. And your little winky.
What the fuck? All right, that's enough.
There's people still talking, like, there's some people doing this shit.
That's gross.
No, let me give you one more. I wanted to... I want to taste your tongue in my mouth. I want to massage your neck. That was the kid. This is Ed Gale. All you want to do is massage me in different places. I want to be inside you, but I want you don't want it as well.
Huh?
But I want you don't you want.
I think it he wants well. To. He
yeah,
wants
he's not to, good at texting.
He wants. He's old.
Yes, you can be inside of me as long as you're clean. And the other day you said that you put your dick in my ass. Remember? Yes. He said yes. That's what I said. And they said, I'm fine with that. So your turn. And then he just went, nice.
Nice.
And then they're like, okay, your turn. And he said, I'm thinking I want you to come in my mouth. Why does he spell come with a... Oh, C-O-M-E.
Yeah.
I suck at fucking Wheel of Fortune. Whatever. Oh, is it?
Yeah, Wheel of...
No, not Wheel of Fortune.
Yeah. Is it? Yeah. Wheel of Fortune when you buy letters.
Guess that, yeah.
Bless you.
Thank you.
Yeah, but at the end, they show Sweet Tooth, and he's in his own truck, and he's like, the big guy.
Hold on. We're going to talk about this. These fucking gloss over
pedophiles.
What is going on, dude?
I don't know.
What's going on with these pedophiles, man? They're just running rampant.
Man, fucking,
like, you think they would have been all thwarted by now. But they're still out there.
Because there's a group of people in the world.
I get like some of them are retarded.
It's maps.
Some of them are retarded though, like they're retarded people.
Yeah, there's people that have been they're mentally stunted. They don't know any better.
They're literally retarded. Yeah, and then they're like, there's like these predator catchers, and they're like luring these retarded guys into these traps, and they're like, these guys are retarded. You understand that?
Yeah, they don't know any better.
Yeah,
they actually don't.
Doesn't make it okay, but that's a fact. They are retarded. But like this guy's an actor. Is he retarded?
I mean, you don't need brains to be an actor. You could be, and he was there's
retarded actors.
Yeah, and all he did was fucking like wear a suit and literally all his job was like, okay, you're gonna run from here to there wearing this suit.
Okay.
All right. And that's all.
Do I get to touch kids after this? Like, sure.
Sure. Go ahead. Knock yourself out. I don't even know what the fuck you said. Go ahead. Do it. Are you gonna run from? You just run. Okay. Action. All right. I didn't hear anything else that guy said.
He's like, wait, what? Did that guy like something about getting juice.
Something about coming inside his mouth. Yeah. I don't
know. he wanted a sandwich. That's what it was.
Something about he wanted to come over and try some stuff in his mouth. I don't know.
We're good.
Imagine getting molested by a fucking little person.
Yeah. I feel like that would be...
That would be horrifying. Yeah, he probably could. He's probably strong, dude.
Yeah.
He's probably like way stronger than like whatever, like a 14-year-old boy. He's probably way stronger than a 14-year-old boy.
Yeah. And like, you know what I pictured? Do you remember?
And like the 14 would probably think he's stronger, but he's not.
Yeah.
luring him into a soft sense of security.
Yep. Like, oh, I can fight a midget.
Yeah.
Do you remember that episode of Simpsons when they have a horse?
Cartman fought that midget?
In Simpsons?
Oh, I thought you said that. No.
When they had a horse and they, like Bart became a jockey and all the other jockeys were, they weren't midgets, they were actually elves.
They're like,
this is a real voice.
Oh, yeah.
Like, that's what I picture, like, I just picture.
That guy looks like he has that voice. Some of them have.
Some of them do have that voice, yeah. But that's what I just pictured. Like, ah!
Yeah, like, Trent Warrior kind of has it.
Yeah.
Yeah, he had a crazy
voice. So, when you were reading those messages, that's what I was hearing in my head, was that voice.
I said Trent Warrior. It's Vern Troyer.
Vern Troyer.
We knew he meant. What would he always say? It was like, Eric. Or something like that.
Yeah.
When he was on the Surreal Life.
Dude. Did he piss on somebody on that show? Like, he's like pissed on somebody in their sleep or whatever?
He pissed in his sleep.
I think he pissed on somebody.
In the corner of the house or something.
I think he pissed a lot. Like, I think that's.
Yeah, he would get hammered drunk.
He was pissed on.
And try to drive around in his little fucking. What was it? What was that? A Segway and shit.
Yeah.
And then fucking like, crash.
They piss.
I pissed just where he was, where he crashed. And somebody had to fucking pick him up and put him in his bed.
Oh man,
I'd probably be an alcoholic if I was.
Yeah, I mean, I.
That's the one advantage of being a midget is you just barely drink a little bit and get fucked up.
You're fucked up, yeah, that's true.
You just smoke a little weed and you high as fuck. You just eat a little bit of food and you hungry, you fucking full as fuck. You just need a little fucking boy dick and you.
And you're full of them.
Like being with a grown ass man. Do you guys want to see this teaser really quick? It's not very long. For the metal, Twisted Metal.
No, I'm sorry.
What is it about? Give us a.
A
shot.
But you wanted to talk about goddamn pedophiles.
Something very important we had to get.
Yeah, we could have just glossed over that.
I don't want to talk about the goddamn pedophiles.
Yeah, but we already brought it up. You can't just be like, yeah, pedophiles, man.
That's the point of it. That's why. That's exactly why they're able to get away with it. Because people are uncomfortable about confronting the very real problem that is child molestation. Yes.
Anyway.
Because you don't want to believe it's true.
No, it's not that. Because I know it's...
No, you don't. Like, I don't want to believe it's true. Because it's always like, why would somebody do that?
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Like, like, I've never... What?
Yeah, that's true, too. Yeah, the fact that someone would look at a kid... And think something sexual about them. It is like mind-boggling. Like, ugh.
One guy at the Fresco, one time at the Fresco, some guy tried to get me to change pants with him. Like, Nana walked in and she told me to get a basket, and I went and got a basket. So, and he's like, he might have just been like fucking senile, but it was fucking weird. Because he was just like, I can't unbutton my pants. Will you change pants with me? And I was like 8, and I remember this so like vividly, like after the fact, like now that I think about it, like he could have been like trying to like do something weird. And I just like looked at him like, and I couldn't believe what he just asked me, and I just walked away.
What the fuck is wrong with you? You just felt.
See, like, retarded people are most.
I laughed because
that was probably like an innocent, retarded guy, like.
Help
with my pants.
Yeah, he was really old though. He was like an old person.
Yeah.
One time I was like, I don't remember. I think I was walking home from school, and then some fucking like dude, right there by the Taco Bell by a Blockbuster.
Yeah.
He was just like, "You want a ride?" I was like, "No, I'm waiting. I'm about to get picked up."
Somebody's like, on you their sure? way.
Yeah. No, I don't want to ride. Why are you even asking me for, like...
Yeah, you don't know where we're going. Like,
why are you asking... Why would I need a ride?
You just look like you to be in dire need of a ride at all times.
Yeah.
It's weird.
I don't think I've ever had any...
He wasn't that old of a guy. He was probably, like, maybe 30.
I've only had that one incident that Leo told the story about. The one time, the Gweetster, a.k.a. McFlurry.
Uh-huh.
About the time when you said about changing pants with me, they reminded
me. With the drug dealer or whatever.
Yeah, like when he was like, "Hey, I like those pants. Can you borrow?" And I was like, won't let you borrow my pants, but you're selling us weed, so I'll let you borrow my pants.
Hey, give me your pants.
Yeah, man. What can I change? Let you know. Right, no, here. You can change right here. I don't know how much of the story I believe that Leo came back later and the dude was like sniffing my pants and beating his dick. I don't know about that, but.
Oh, I thought you said you saw that.
No, I didn't say that. Leo said he went back and he saw that. Mm-hmm. I didn't see that.
Yeah, I think he was just like, he didn't want to fuck with that guy anymore.
Maybe.
So he probably just made something up.
Yeah, he's like, oh, dude, he's blowing himself in your pants.
Or maybe he tried to get his your pants back from him, and the food was like, what pants? He's my pants.
He's my pants.
And Leo was like, he didn't want to say, he didn't want to go tell you that he was a bitch about it.
He was drinking his dick in your pants. Yeah, I think that's really the only incident I've ever had.
That was the only incident you've ever had?
Like where, like people, like someone, like...
You've never had a like, near molestation?
I've never had a near molestation, no. Thankfully. But people are mad about Twisted Metal. Not because of the reason...
Who's in it? Is The Rock's in it?
No, Anthony Mackie.
Who's that?
Captain America himself.
Oh. And he's going to be the clown?
No, the clown looks cool. The clown looks fucking cool. Sweet Tooth looks fucking cool.
Who's up? Wait, what's the storyline of that?
They haven't said. All they show... Literally,
no, but what's the storyline of Twisted Metal? Is there a storyline?
There's a storyline. There's like a tournament.
You don't know the storyline of Twisted Metal?
What is it? The winner of it's a car tournament. The winner of the tournament gets a wish. Any wish they want, granted.
And that's it?
Yeah, but it's only like... It's all these fucked up... Like these people are really fucked up and dark and...
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's a really fucked up story. And, but so the Sweet Tooth looks badass. They show Sweet Tooth. He looks fucking awesome. The car looks awesome.
It's like Mortal Kombat, basically.
But with cars.
Yeah, Anthony Mackie's driving a fucking Civic with machine guns on the front. Like there's no
Civic, the most modifiable car in existence, the Civic.
And but like the whole thing is so like the trailer starts. He pulls up the shotgun shells, loads the shotgun, and then starts. Oh, it puts a CD in that says Road Mix. Then it's like load. Play and then like the it's like you know remember that song that if you steal my sunshine it's that song playing and it's just him doing drifting while shooting machine guns out of the fucking but it's not even it's just the car obviously he's just showing the car top down
right
drifting shooting machine guns and playing steal my sunshine and then all of a sudden it's like the ice cream music it fades to black ice cream music Sweet Tooth laughing and then it cuts out but people are pissed at this trailer not for anything visually. Okay. People are so upset that they used that fucking song. Everyone says they should have used Dragula. And that to the point where the internet and YouTube have been flooded with videos of people redoing this trailer with Dragula. Why? Instead, why? I don't know.
Why Dragula?
I don't know.
Is that a heavier song?
It's a much heavier song.
Is that in the song, in the game?
I don't think so.
Is Dracula in the game?
I think
it's just that it's a heavier song. Because it's called Twisted Metal, so you should have a metal song.
Yeah, good point. Like, yeah, instead of... But I think that's the point. Like that's why they went with that lighter song. Because it's like, oh, it's like a light, funny song. Where all this...
What did they use Dracula in back in the day?
They played in strip clubs a lot. Well, it wasn't...
just a huge song.
Yeah, it was.
It was in a couple games.
Yeah.
Well, I kind of get it because like you want
and the Dracula is actually a car song, like yeah.
Yeah, but you want your show, this show that you're like looking forward to like set its best foot forward, and when you put a song, a soft song on a thing like that, it kind of sets like weird expectations.
Yeah.
It's
like,
oh, yeah, I think maybe it's not, but see, it's probably going to be kind of comic.
Yeah, it's got to be comedic. There's no way
so
they can make it
so
funny.
That's what the point of having the lights on.
Yeah. I feel like if anything they should have did paint it black. Because that's actually in Twisted Metal Black, that's like the main fucking song from the game. And it's like one of those ones where like it's become synonymous with the game. Mm-hmm. And I feel like it would have fit like the whole that fucking that in the beginning, like where before it kicks off.
Yeah.
Like I feel like that if anything. I don't know where Dracula's coming from, but people are fucking doing Dracula. People are like there's other songs that people are saying it should have been there. But Dracula is the number one song right now. I don't understand. Like, I've never really been a big White Zombie fan or Rob Zombie fan. Like, Dracula's a decent song. Like, it was a hit for a reason. You know?
It's good.
It's good. It's, I mean, but, you know. It has its time and place, I think.
I don't get the
uproar. Yeah.
You always fall for these fake uproars.
You don't get the uproar? I don't know. I've seen some of the uproar personally.
You've seen it?
Yeah.
Personally, out in your daily life?
I was going to see
at work. Yeah, at work.
Yeah. Someone's like, God damn it.
Yeah, your boss has been taking shit out.
I was having a good fucking day yesterday until I fucking saw the Twisted Metal commercial.
There's no fucking Dracula on the fucking...
Fucking bullshit. How the fuck are you not going to have Dracula?
Wait, hold on. Is this acidic? So yeah, it's still my sunshine.
Still my sunshine.
Well, yeah, that sucks then. Looks like a Civic, right? And then they get like, Sweet Tooth looks dope though. Like a sweet. They're gonna show them right now. The truck looks amazing. Like it looks fucking true to the game.
But isn't Sweet Tooth like the main character?
Yeah, he's one of the main characters.
I hate how liberal they get with using CGI for everything now.
Yeah,
that's true. It's like they use it just because they're lazy now.
Yeah.
Like sometimes it feels like you're just being lazy.
Yeah, it should really just be like the stuff that can't
it's be like, done. Yeah, only if you have to do it. Now it's just like, well, we'll just use CGI.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, we can't film on location at this time of day. Well, we'll just CGI it.
Yeah, exactly.
Why can't you just film on location at that time of day?
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Or just find another time of day, yeah.
Listen, book me and John Wick. There was a scene in John Wick where...
The new one, or...?
Yeah, the new one. And it's like... Mm-hmm. It's the fucking CGI sunset. Mm-hmm. It doesn't look... It looks cool.
Yeah.
It's own. But, like, when it's compared to where the actors are filming in fake lighting and... Like, it just doesn't feel good.
Yeah, I get that.
It doesn't feel good.
Yeah, it feels too fake. It gives the...
And it feels lazy.
Yeah, exactly. That's what it feels like. It feels lazy.
Or like Bullet Train too. There's a lot of like that Bullet Train.
Really? I didn't know too much.
Yeah.
The very end was like that.
Fucking sunset. You're right.
Like, you guys couldn't just film a fucking sunset.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like I get it. It's hard, but it's worth it.
Couldn't wait a couple extra hours.
Yeah.
Like I get it's hard fucking getting everybody together at the right time and filming the scene at the exact time, but like. There's a reason why movies that do that are highly regarded.
Exactly. It looks
because it's worth it.
Yeah, it really is. It really is. I think on that note, let's go and wrap this up.
That last John Wick was pretty badass.
I know. I didn't watch it.
Yeah, I wanted to watch it.
Super long. But
it's. I have it, and I just haven't had a chance to sit down and watch it.
Yeah, that whole trilogy's, or quadrilogy. Quadrilogy. Like the peak of action movies.
Yeah. I feel like the third one was the weakest, but
I think that was my favorite.
I think that's my least favorite.
That was my favorite.
I like the third one solely because of the book. He's just fucking beating the guy with the book.
I guess that guy played for the Clippers.
Really?
That he beat.
Yeah, he was a center.
I don't know.
Yeah, I like the third one a lot. I like how it ends. He just goes, I'm really fucking pissed. That's like the laugh. That's like the
man. The third one's the one with Halle Berry in it, right?
Yeah.
And Halle Berry was dope in it with the dogs.
I might need to watch it again. I feel like I watched it more than once, but I feel like it's one of those movies, like, you ever watch a movie and for whatever reason you just don't process it? Like, it just doesn't.
I would say the second one's the least.
Yeah.
The weakest. Like, I couldn't even tell you what the plot was in that one. I just remember that's the, at the
end,
he becomes an excommunicado, right?
It was, yeah. It was some, the guy that he owed a favor to.
Yeah.
Called his favor, and he refused, or he did it.
Yeah, the only thing I remember is he ended up killing somebody in the hotel, and he became an excommunicado.
Yeah.
Or he was going to be, and then in the third movie, it was when he did it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Huh. I might have to watch him again. Because, again, it's like one of those movies, like, I've watched it, I know I enjoyed watching it, but I feel like I haven't, like, it's like it didn't process. It kind of, like, it just went in and out.
Which fight scene, specifically in the third one, where you're like, this is the best, like,
yeah,
one of the best fight scenes.
Yeah.
And then, like, none of them had that best scene in there.
I'm being blinded by my shit. Like, the light room, like, I'm like...
There was a lot of cool stuff, though, in the new one.
Yeah.
There's, like, so much cool stuff.
Is his suit bulletproof?
Yeah. Well, the jacket.
That's what I thought. Because it just, like, it still bothers me.
That's why a lot of the time when he advances, he goes like this.
Yeah, he does that. Yeah, I remember that. Yeah. I, you know what? I'm going to watch them all this weekend.
And they had the, what's his name? Donnie Yen.
Donnie Yen's a fucking...
He's in the...
He's so good. It's like those classic fighters and shit. Like, ugh.
Yeah, he moves so cool.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, I've been watching... I've been scrolling through TikTok a lot lately, recently. I don't know why. And I keep getting these, like, it's like martial art things. It's like the crane technique. The crane technique is known for peak strikes and this, and it's just some guy demonstrating the fucking like crane.
Have you seen the first Drunken Master?
Yes.
They have it on TV or something. Yeah. I was watching it the other day. It's fucking hilarious.
It's hilarious, yeah.
Fucking, what was that fool's name? Thunderleg. And I fucking put piece of shit out of Jackie Chan, and he makes Jackie Chan crawl between his legs.
Dude, the fucking movie. That movie's a classic. I love that fucking movie.
Fucking Thunderleg, and he just kill people with kicks.
Yeah. But I've been watching all these, like Tiger's Town, like, it's explaining all this shit. But it's like an old, it looks like the dude from, oh, God, what's the one when the guy doesn't have, he does a palm, but he doesn't actually have any powers until he gets beaten by the frog guy. They beat him to his fucking heads in the ground.
Oh, Kung Fu Hustle.
Kung Fu Hustle. You remember, you know, the old guy with the rings?
Yeah.
It looks like that guy, but when he was young. And he's just doing all these different kung fu styles. And so lately, like, anytime I see Jasmine, I'll just walk up to her and go, crane style. I just start hitting her. Tiger style.
Which is the one where the guy's just, like, rolling down the hill indefinitely?
That's the one with the tongue. Oh, God.
He was rolling down the hill.
When you is that Kung Fu Hustle?
I don't know which one it is. I just remember seeing I don't even think I've ever seen the movie, but I seen a clip, and it's just like a guy.
It's Kung Pao.
Kung Pao. He's just like, he just starts falling down the hill.
Just rolling. Yeah, and they just keep going back to that same clip of him rolling down the hill.
Yeah.
I'm still falling, guys.
That movie's so ridiculous.
It is, but that's what makes it so good.
Yeah.
To me, that movie was great up until they added aliens. Like, I feel like they just didn't know what to do at the end. So they're like, aliens! And that's what they did.
It's like Midnight Meat Train. Did you ever watch Midnight Meat Train?
Yes,
that's because of aliens. That's why he's been killing people on this Midnight Meat Train.
Yeah.
Because of aliens.
I feel he's
actually a good guy.
The whole Kung Pao thing... That's something I would love to see done more often. Because like, they just took an old Kung Fu movie.
Yeah.
Redid the voices and then green screened somebody in.
Yeah, but I think it was done a lot back then. Like, previously too.
Yeah, it kind of was.
And then it was kind of like, that was kind of how they were anyway.
Yeah, true.
Like, I guess you watch it and... Like that Physical 100, have you seen that show on Netflix?
No, I haven't
seen that. It's like, just like Korean athletes. Like, there's like Olympians and stuff where like...
Oh,
Special Forces guys, and they're like competing.
Yeah.
And then you watch it in dub or whatever, and it's kind of like,
yeah.
Hey, go. Go, man, go. Like, you know, it just sounds fucking, it just looks hilarious.
Yeah. Dude, have you seen Battle Royale? The Japanese movie is basically fucking.
I know about it. I never.
Is that the one that's supposed to be?
It's Hunger Games.
Hunger Games.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know about it. I never actually watched
it. No. Have you ever watched Most Extreme Elimination Challenge?
No.
You remember NXT? Yeah. Yeah. The host, not Kenny Blankenship, the other one, the main guy that would always hit Kenny.
Yeah.
That guy is the fucking coach in fucking Battle Royale. That fucking brutal coach that shoots at one kid.
Oh, I haven't seen Battle Royale.
Oh, I didn't know it was the same fucking actor. But anyway, let's go ahead and wrap this up. Don't forget to follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/TheRealPressStart. On Twitter's @RealPressStart. Instagram @TheRealPressStart. Like us, rate us, on TikTok @TheRealPressStart. Like us, rate us, review us anywhere you get your podcasts. On that note, game over. No more questions.